You're listening to Rattigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Rattigan.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Rattigan's Rockcast. I am, of course, your host, Tom Rattigan. Thank you, whether you are listening to this on YouTube, WMYO, Amazon, Spotify, Castos, or Anchor. Wherever you are on, I'm glad you are on. So, for this edition, we are going over the Maroon 5 album series, yes, but we're taking a little bit of another turn. So, after, Songs About Jane, they had a live album that was released, and that was 12203 Acoustic, and that was basically just them doing, songs from Songs About Jane, which is mostly the four main singles, which was Harder to Breathe, Sunday Morning, This Love, She Will Be Loved, and all that, you know, for you. So they did that, and they also have The Sun, which was another song on that album, including two other tracks, which was If I Fell and the AC/DC's Highway to Hell. Now, I thought that this would be perfect to, like, kind of go over this a little bit, even though I'm not going to consider this a part of the album series, considering this is a live album, and I only want to focus on studio albums. But I thought, why not mention it, considering, too, that this is the last album with Ryan Dusick, and I think it'd be cool to kind of just go over, you know, that the early stages, because it was basically 5 years until they released out another, you know, album with original material. So, basically around from, like, 2002 to, you know, basically to 2006, they were still, you know, performing songs from their, you know, original album and all that. And, you know, it was, like, basically doing the same songs, like She Will Be Loved, This Love, and all that. And it works. So let me tell you what works for this live album. It starts off with This Love, and all that. And the acoustic feeling for that works well especially because, like, already with She Will Be Loved and Sunday Morning, they're already have, like, soft, they're already a soft ballad, but This Love is a little bit more of a faster tempo, and of course Hard to Breathe is definitely would be considered a rock song, This Love that opens up the album, the guitar work just is perfect for it, for the type of acoustic setting, and it definitely at first doesn't even know. You don't even know if it's going to be This Love, because it sounds a little different, but it works pretty well. The beat is good, and I love it. I mean, I think it works well. I always love when I hear Maroon 5 do songs live. I think they are good live, or they were good live. I don't know. I've never seen them live or seen appearances of them recently, but they work better when they too, you know, because I think that's the thing too. They rely on so many other musicians now and so much other, you know, types of audio techniques that, you know, when you see this album, you know, or yeah, like when you listen to this album or when you see performances of them live around this time, they're just a normal group. They're really just a normal group, with, you know, just like a 5-piece band, playing songs, and, definitely, has, you know, you definitely hear a different version live when you hear this on, and I think, I've quoted this line before on my channel, but Sting from The Police says that he feels the way he sees songs as they're like the beginning of, like, a type of relationship, you know, and you get a chance to know the person better. The song, you get to know them better, and you get to sing them in different ways, and like, and then you did on the album, you can do different things with it, and that's kind of what this, album shows, that they just try to show a little different approach. I mean, I will say, when you can do new stuff to a song and new approaches, there's really not that much there. It basically is the same tune, just live, but it works well hearing the realness without, you know, just a studio track, you know, and all that. You know, hearing it all in front of you, all at once, and all that works pretty well. And especially too, there's a feeling you get when you hear something live that you don't get in the studio. Well, that, 'cause studio, it's like it's manufactured. It's created ahead of time. So with a live performance, you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know how a thing's gonna go. They might sing. You might hear a verse in a song that sounds different to what you hear in the studio, and you might actually like that better. You know, so yeah. So they start with This Love, then go on to Sunday Morning, almost kind of like. The tracks kind of just sound like they come right after the other. So Sunday, like I said, Sunday Morning, She Will Be Loved, they're kind of like the same type of, you know, song. Like they're the same type of versions the way they do it on the album. Harder to Breathe, I think is a great way of, you know, taking a different approach with that, having more of an acoustic approach, but still feel that rock element. And the same with This Love, you know, you still feel that same heat and adrenaline you do when you listen to the songs, the studio versions. And yeah, no, and that's what I think works for that. And, you know, yeah, like, there's nothing bad about, even, like, She Will Be Loved, I actually like how they do that, because the melody is different, you know, it is a little bit more simpler and all that, and, you know, it's more simple, you know, it works, you know, I think it works really well. Then they have the fifth track, which is The Sun, which it's good that they added like some album track and all that. It would have been cool if they added another one too, but you know, The Sun's a good song, like I said on the Songs About Jane review. You know, hearing that too, I mean, like I said, I feel like that song is definitely, there's nothing really new in that area, but to hear it live is cool. And hearing how Adam Levine takes an approach at, you know, how he sings it, the chorus or all that, you know, it works. It's cool to see what they were gonna do with that, you know, and how they would add something that was live, that was in the studio, and do it live, you know. And I think, and it works. And the two other tracks are interesting because they're covers. I've heard Adam Levine do the cover of the Beatles song If I Fell before, and of course Beatles, you know, we never really get away without talking about the Beatles, you know, but hey, that's me, I'm a huge Beatles fan. All right, but yeah, no, so Adam Levine does If I Fell, and I remember seeing him do it in 2009, but apparently he did a version even earlier, back in early 2003. I like it because, you know, he does it without the group, you know, just him with the guitar. And yeah, no, I think the way he sings it is pretty good. You know, definitely, I will say, adds a different take, you know, than, you know, the Beatles song. Because in a sense, when you hear a cover and all that, sometimes a cover can sound the same. And, you know, some groups were able to make covers sound, like, original and all that. Like, Creedence Clearwater was good for that. Even the Grateful Dead at times. The Beatles were one of those groups that actually, you know, did covers, and they would just do it them the same way, and you would have two different versions, but they would sound good, you know. You know, If I Fell, you know, it definitely has still the same melody, but the way Adam Levine approaches doing the vocals is good, you know, going a little high on certain notes. You know, I think, you know, definitely adding a little bit of a, you know, because at this point, you know, I mean, you could already say that If I Fell is a Beatles standard at this point, you know, in 2003. And, I like the acoustic, and I like, too, how he hums the guitar parts, too, as well. And I think Adam Levine has a great, I think Adam Levine needs credit for this, where he can, you know, hum even certain melodies in, you know, their songs. Like, you know, with This Love, he does a good job at humming the melody there, and humming parts that you've heard in the recorded version that would be hard to do live at times. And, you know, just emphasizing, or just, you know, something that you wouldn't hear maybe as loud enough live, so he emphasizes that too. And, you know, that's the thing too, when you hear something in the studio, there are certain parts, like backing vocals or certain voices that you might like, certain areas where somebody's singing where it might be a little low, and then it can come up again, you know, like, but when it's live, you can hear it probably crystal clear, you know, and that's what works, you know, too, and that's what can work in, and it works on this album, and then it ends with a really interesting, when I saw the track list for this, I was surprised that it's like Maroon 5 did Highway to Hell, and I was like, I'm kind of curious to see how Adam Levine sings Highway to Hell, and, you know, when I went on it, it's not Adam Levine that sings it, and I had to figure out, like, who sings this, because I'm like, I don't ever know a Maroon 5 song that Adam Levine doesn't sing on, but it's actually, of course, the drummer Ryan Dusick who sings it, who, of course, it was the, who was only there for the first studio album and all that, and had to leave due to injuries and all that, it's interesting hearing him do this, and even Ryan Dusick's voice, where it's like he's definitely, I guess, you know, Ryan Dusick loved the hardcore rock stuff, so it worked pretty well. Adam Levine's on drums, and, you know, it's not like I'm gonna say Adam Levine's a great drummer, you can't really hear, or like is a perfect drummer, but like because, you know, you can't, like, you can hear the drums, but, you know, drums don't stand out or anything. But what does stand out is, you know, Dusick's voice, and that, like, you know, it kind of made you wonder why, you know, Dusick didn't sing more, or why the other guys didn't sing more. And you always wonder, too, when you have a guy who's the lead singer of a group, of why, when usually they'll be the only ones to sing, if that's arranged, if all the other guys are on board with that, or if there is turmoil with that, you know, like, sometimes it's like, it's a standard case where you wonder, oh, this guy sings a lot of songs, I guess the other guy's okay with that. That's usually not the case. Some people, they do have a problem with that. And it depends on, you know, that. It depends on who the group is. It depends on, you know, the type of collaborations. I mean, from what it is, it's not just Adam Levine that goes into all the songs. I mean, yes, he writes the lyrics, but, you know, Jesse Carmichael is a collaborator. You know, James Valentine has collaborated with him and all that. So, yeah, that's my takes on the album. Like I said, it's not a part of the Maroon 5 album series, but I thought it would be a good album to mention anyway, and all that. In our next edition, we will go over Maroon 5's second album. See you guys next time. Bye.